The Sunny Side of Life on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon to you. How do you do? Yes, the 10th day in the month of November 2022. It's a Thursday. And it's a good day to be on radio. Let's get the ball rolling very quickly. My name is Dennis Walu, and from now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together, having great conversations. Starting with our very first conversation, centered around blood oaths, blood covenants. Yeah. Promise me you will never leave me. Promise me you will come back for me. Promise me that you will never cheat on me. And they say, I promise. And then they do one thing like that. And then when one person, you know, behaves badly, you know, something happens. A person runs mad. All of those things. Those conversations, you can join them by calling the smart number 070-0923-0923 or sending us a WhatsApp message 0809-030-6416. Now, you get a chance to watch us live also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Up next, a commercial break. Just stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking blood covenants, or some would call it blood oaths. Promise me you will never leave me and you will never cheat on me. Promise me you will come back and marry me. Let's take a blood oath to ensure you keep to this promise, what some people will call assurance. Not the kind that Davido gave to Chioma, by the way, but some lifetime insurance, as it were. I'm not the type that the insurance companies would usually advertise. I'm sure you have heard the above statements from some Nollywood movies, and you begin to wonder if those kind of things happen in reality. Well, shocker alert, it does happen. Yeah, and it's very common among young unmarried lovers. Blood oath between two individuals where they pierce their thumbs or cut themselves, then they either mix the, you know, the blood or lick it from the other partner, making a promise to always be together and not get involved with any other person. Then they go ahead to place a particular curse on themselves, such as, you know, whoever derails will go mad or will become impotent or will become barren or will be stricken with an untreatable disease. Now, for the past how many months, a lot of people have been traveling out of the country. They have been jackpotting. And there was ever a time when people needed some level of assurance that whatever we have built here together as a couple or as would-be couples will stand the test of time. So even if you're going to the United Kingdom, if you're going to Canada, if you're going to Turkey, Istanbul, if you're going to Cyprus, or wherever it is you're going to study, you will always remember me. You will always come back for me. So I'm letting you go to search for greener pastures, and I'm going to be here patiently. And when everything is, you know, settled, we get back together. So yeah, some people need some level of assurance, and maybe, just maybe, they choose a blood oath or covenant. Covenants could also be in words. Some couples promise each other to never leave without each other. I cannot live without you. I will never live without you. Some go as far as saying, the day you die, is the day I die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And it's mostly seen between young adults and couples in distant relationships. Couples also whose parents have vowed that the marriage will not happen. It cannot happen. You cannot marry my daughter. My daughter will not marry your son. So in order to remain steadfast, for their love to remain steadfast, they take this covenant. And some married couples also take it as a way of preventing cheating. Now, my two questions are very, very simple and straightforward. This is 2022. And a lot of things are happening all over the world, especially in Nigeria. Do you encourage married and single couples to engage in blood oaths in order to serve as a deterrent to ill treatment in a union? So this is serving as a prevention. When you remember that you have taken this oath with me, when you remember that we have this covenant together, we went to one baba somewhere to do this, you will think twice before you treat me badly. You will think twice before you want to abscond with another woman. You will think twice before you want to abscond with another man. When you remember that you're going to run mad, you will think twice before you even lay your hands on me. Do you encourage married and single couples to engage in these covenants in order to serve as a deterrent to ill treatment in a union? Now, the second question, very important. Let's assume that the person you are currently with did all of these things when they were much younger, and somehow you got wind of that information. Will you still go ahead to marry someone who once had a blood covenant with someone else? Would you still go ahead to marry someone who once had a blood covenant with someone else? Let's talk. The number is 070-0923-0923. That is 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number to call, and it happens to be the only number you should call, is 070-0923-0923. You can also send a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Also, join the conversation on Twitter. We're live at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You will do well to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Also, we have a call screener on standby. We would receive your calls and then pass you on to me in the studio. So when you call and the first voice you hear is not my voice, don't be scared. And just leave your name, your location, and you will be passed over to me in the studio. So I think I already have a call from a certain Precious from Ajib. Good afternoon to you, Precious. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Precious, are you with me?
I go now.
Yeah, Precious, go ahead. You're live now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Concerning this issue I'm going now, I don't think that so take an oath like that is good. Because you don't know what tomorrow can tell.
Okay.
So I will advise any young man or any young woman that they should not take such oath. So that is my advice for that.
All right, Precious. Thank you very much. Do not take such oaths. But then again, the vows that people make on the altar, a lot of people say they are not strong enough to deter partners from misbehaving somewhere down the line. And you are saying that they shouldn't go and get some form of assurance. Maybe blood is not involved, but maybe they swear. Yeah, they swear. You know how they say, I swear on my life. I swear on, I don't know, what do people swear on now? I swear on this, or I swear on that. I swear on my unborn children, or I swear on a lot of things. And it's the gravity or the weight of the oath that, you know, says, you know, this person is actually serious and all of that. Now, you may not have engaged in such, but then somewhere along the line, you met someone who tells you that, you know what, when I was 21 years old, when I was 30 years old, I met somebody who was so madly in love, and we decided to take an oath. We decided to go into a covenant not to leave each other. And the only thing that can break this covenant is if the both of us decide that we do not want again. Or maybe one of us dies or something. Well, the other partner is still very much alive, and I don't want that relationship anymore. I want to move on. I found love with you, but do you think you stand a chance with such persons? Gadi from Chuba, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, asking to enter a covenant with anybody is not good. But one can argue whether God doesn't enter a covenant with people in the Bible. Mm. But God doesn't break some covenant. Mm. That is different between God and man. Mm. For the part you don't know, if what you enter will come in fulfillment, don't enter it, because it will backfire you at the end of the day. The other question, how can we know somebody who has entered a covenant with God with somebody again? That's another question, because we cannot know if the person did not open up that I answer and a covenant.
Oh no. Sorry, Gadi. Sorry, please, you'll have to call back. You didn't finish your contribution. 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can go there, read through the post, like, share, but most importantly, drop your comments in the comment section, and I would read them in course of the conversation we're currently having. Call screener, like I said, we'll take your calls first before handing you over to me in the studio. Let's hear from Lucky in Rumomasi. Hello, Lucky. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon. The topic is very, very interesting now. And I think people really need to know that going into such covenant is born out of foolishness. Complete ignorance. You know, let me tell you, people have a proverb that if you stay in the dark for so long, you'll begin to see this is a reality. Some of those people who enter into such a blood covenant, they have not moved an inch in their life. From university, you're going to meet different kind of people at the youth service. You're going to meet even in your work life. As long as you are not married, it is very, very stupid for anybody to actually make promises. Then in marriage, you should not even consider having blood covenant. You know what? We have to understand the culture of the people. In Nigeria, a man does not cheat. The culture of the people is that a man can marry many wives. Now, if the woman gives the right condition with complete discussion, when they converse every time, they build themselves, you know, in career and otherwise, the man will have no more reason, you know, to follow the innate tendency.
How do you like your eggs? Bold? poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. Lucky was on the line with me when something happened, some technical glitch. I sincerely apologize for that. Lucky, if you can, please do well to call back. I had to let you go at some point because we couldn't hear ourselves anymore. And we had to pay some bills, some commercials needed to go on at the time. But we are back now. And if you're just joining us, it's the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. As a way of recap, we're talking blood covenants. So some people would rather call them blood oaths. But this is usually an occurrence between lovers as some level of assurance. You will never leave me. You will never cheat on me. You will come back to marry me. Our love is forever. Trying to seal things up. And I asked, the vows people take at the altar, are they not strong enough? You know how you say, for better, for worse, till death do us part, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer. And the man says, I do. And the woman says, I do. In presence of witnesses. I mean, that should be a lot more tangible. That should weigh more, that should rate more when it comes to assurance. I mean, people saw this man take this vow. People saw this lady take this vow. Why resort to some oath or some covenant or going to some babalawo, some, there's a name, Ezeomo, somewhere, or going to one river or one tree to take an oath? And the two questions I asked were, do you encourage married and single couples to engage in blood oaths in order to serve as a deterrent to ill treatment in a union? And would you marry someone who once had a blood oath with someone else? Samuel from Rukwaku, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead. Hi, Samuel. Okay.
Yeah, Daniel.
Welcome. Go ahead.
That covenant in marriage or in relationship is a very dangerous thing.
Mm.
Anyone who chooses to take that part as choosing a part of you, that is how I put it, because the life you see today, you think that is all you have done. But what you're going to face tomorrow, you don't know.
Hmm.
Because anything you do at this moment, you feel that is just all. It's falling in love. Yes, it's acceptable. But going into a covenant is a risk. Because the people you are going to meet tomorrow, the data rough than who you are seeing today. And in marriage, you don't know what will come around you. You may face hardship. You may travel out. You may go to some places. You may even get drunk as a man and a woman will go on you. And you fall the victim of what you have used your hands to plan. And in going to marry somebody that has already gone into a covenant relationship with somebody, I can't do that. I will not try it. Unless if I am not aware. If I'm aware, I will not do that.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, Samuel. Jonathan from NTA Road. So sorry, Jonathan. We lost the call with you. Please do well to call back. A message on WhatsApp reads, it's unadvisable to take a blood oath because so many persons might not end up together. And the both parties will be affected badly. Secondly, I cannot marry someone that has a blood oath with someone else. Hannah Iyoyo from On Air. Good afternoon, Didi. Welcome from your Wednesday break. Was it a break, really? For me, I don't encourage blood covenants. It's unethical. It's only people who have trust issues that practice such. And for me, sticking to me because of an oath and not because you love me is not my ideal way of commitment. Sticking to me because of an oath, not because you love me, is not an ideal way of commitment. Dave from Port Harcourt. This other one reads, regards the topic of taking oaths in a relationship, it's totally uncalled for. That's on the extreme, if you ask me, because it has serious consequences. Thereafter, if any of the parties default, I strongly believe that love is organic and someone that genuinely loves you will certainly wait for you regardless. Ifayi from Woji. Thank you so much, Ifayi. I think Jonathan is calling back from NTA. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan, welcome. Go on.
Yeah, thank you very much for this program. And I want to plead that programs like this will keep coming on from time to time to help educate, especially our young ones. I want to believe that if you love someone, you love that person. There's no need going into an oath. So please, I want to plead, if programs like this can be coming up to educate our young ones and to tell them the danger in going into such devilish oaths. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. George from Chansamadi. I'm so sorry, George. Call back, please. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Taking blood oaths is wrong and demonic. What makes people cheat majorly in relationship is simply poor self-development of the other partner, and blood oath taking cannot better things, but will rather compound things. It is bad and must not be indulged in. I think blood oath taking can be majorly attributed to persons with low self-esteem and confidence. Let's see if Olajide from Ajib agrees. Olajide, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
All right. I'm the same believer in covenant, oath, vows, and all that. I believe in conscious commitment to relationships.
Okay.
But one thing I want to say is that we lack statistical data to ascertain if what happens after one breaks that oath or breaks the covenant or vow is actually large enough for people to be scared of walking away after making such covenants. I'm a firm believer in logic. And I believe if we have enough statistical data, would we find out that so many people that have actually walked out of such things actually had no harm at the end of the day. So I would advise anyone that has made such oaths or Maybe your partner tells you that I've made such an oath in the past, you can go ahead and marry the person.
Okay, you just made a very valid point, lacking data.
I said,
Olajide, you just made a valid point. The point
yes,
of lacking data.
We don't have enough data to ascertain if what we actually fear is enough reasons to be afraid.
Okay, now the truth of the matter is, I don't know how many people are even honest and brave enough to come out in the open or confide in someone that they actually did take a covenant with someone else. That's on one hand. So sometimes when you have issues or where you see situations where someone just runs mad, you are not even able to pinpoint why this person ran mad. These people hardly tell anybody about it. But then it does happen. It's an occurrence, even up until now. So How do we even get the data? How are we sure nothing happened to them? Who did they tell that they did such? Did they confess much later? Do they go back to the happiness?
That's the point I'm trying to make. Mm. Even people that do not have anything to do with blood covenant or oath, they get mad. They get sick. So how do you ascertain that it is actually the blood covenant that brought the issue up? So I believe in just be consciously committed to your relationship. And if anybody sees that as a mistake in their past, I will move with the person as long as the person is more matured now.
More matured now. Okay, thank you. Someone once said, I think it was a philosopher, that imagine a world without rules and punishments when you break the rules or when you break the law. We will be in a chaotic society. So imagine relationships or marriages without some form of punishment or some rules or something that binds people together so much so that when they remember the punishment or the consequences of their actions, they sit up. We are human beings. We tend to sometimes get carried away. We tend to sometimes forget. At other times, we would rather throw caution to the wind. These are eventualities. And someone says, I don't want to play... what's it called now? There's a game we used to play when we're children. Kwang Kwangolo. I don't want to joke with my hat. I don't see... I'm not even cut out for breakfast like they serve other people. I'm not even ready to deal with any form of heartbreak. So if you say you love me, I'm not doubting the love you have for me. If you say you care so much about me, I don't doubt you. If you say you want to be committed to me, I don't doubt you. But years pass and times have changed, and sometimes you may not feel for me like you used to feel for me before. But if there is something that binds us together and there are consequences if any of us default, then maybe it puts you in check. And that option is a covenant. Just the two of us. Let's go and do it. Let's cement this thing, gang, 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 so that nobody is doing anybody any bad thing. And they say, Ongwa, let's go somewhere. Let's go to one river. Maybe Imo River. Or maybe one river in Choba River. Or some river. Or some woman somewhere that has some dark magic or dark powers. And then they go ahead to do it. Is it wrong? Really? I need some form of assurance. Should I be seen as doing something out of place when all I want is to have something to hold on to, serving as a form of deterrent so that nobody is treating anybody poorly in this relationship or marriage? And then someone like that comes your way and was honest enough to let you into that part of their life, and you love this person genuinely. Do you think you may want to continue that relationship with the person? Blood covenant is not approved even in the Bible. There are situations that could make persons break covenant unintentionally. It is not allowed. Nestle from Port Harcourt City. Persons should have integrity and avoid oath for whatever reason. It is not a godly step. This other message reads, one thing we should know is blood oath cannot be removed after taking it. It is a lifetime thing, so we should be careful. This one is from Iyoyo. Thank you very much. I can squeeze in maybe two final calls. I still see people calling the old numbers. I cannot take them, like I will always say. That is why if you need to be a part of a conversation, which you should be, by the way, you have to call the smart number. That is the only number to call. 0703 0923 0703 0923 0923. Once again, 0703 0923 0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809 03-0-6-4-1-6. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Good day, I'm Ofime. I'm Ofima from LMA. You know, I lost my first love due to my refusal to accept oath before she traveled to UK for her studies. When she got there, she fell in love with one Yoruba guy. But the dude left her after graduation, and on her return, she wanted our relationship back, which is impossible. Because she left me as a virgin, now the plate has been locked. It's only wrong to try anything oath via blood or covenant. It has side effects. Oath should be applicable only during marriage, if there must be any, because of besties. Only in marriage, if any. And this one says, I can never take an oath with any man. In fact, it is nonsense to me. This other message reads, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. If the man is saying that he doesn't believe there are consequences in breaking a blood covenant or oath, well, he should have done it. Sunday from Remodara. Please, oh, people should not be tempting people anyhow. No. Sadly, this brings us to the end of the conversation. Trending Stories comes up at 1 o'clock, a day after a live appearance from then up until 1:30. I should be back here 1:30 through to 2 p.m. for another live appearance. And thereafter, Mind, Body and Soul will follow. And then the show will officially come to an end. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. I got reports that the phone lines were dropping at some point. So for everyone who tried to reach out to us and got disconnected by the network, my sincerest apologies. For those who were able to get through to us, thank you. For those who sent in messages, thank you very much as well. The conversation continues on social media. Yes, the live video ends, but then you can still go ahead and tweet your response at us and tweet your comment or drop your comments and in the comment section on Facebook. So Twitter handle remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. My name is Denise Eliswalu. This is the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Now, in ending this conversation, I would say actions indeed have consequences, good actions and bad actions. Before you take a decision as deep as wanting to go into a covenant or wanting to take an oath with someone, please think it through. And if you are in doubt, talk to someone that has sense. It will help you a long way. All right, then, just stay tuned. Adios for now.